With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump has made good on his pledge to impose new tariffs on America's three largest trading partners.
The president followed through on his threatened tariffs, slapping 25% levies on goods from Canada and Mexico, plus an additional 10% on Chinese imports. He's convinced that tariffs are the answer to America's fiscal problems. But some economists predict higher inflation, and news of the tariffs sent stocks tumbling yesterday. On Capitol Hill, Democrats slammed the president's plan, while some uneasy Republicans are worried about the possible economic fallout. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now in effect, a pause in U.S. military aid to Ukraine, as ordered by President Trump. When President Trump addresses a joint session of Congress on national TV tonight, one topic he'll address will be waste and abuse of tax dollars in foreign aid programs like the Agency for International Development. The Salem Radio Network, parent company of SRN News, has launched a private sector campaign seeking voluntary donations to help feed hungry children in El Salvador through the Christian nonprofit international relief organization Food for the Poor. Nationally syndicated talk radio host Mike Gallagher says the organization knows how to reach starving kids throughout our hemisphere.
Thanks to Food for the Poor and the mission trips I've been on over the years and traveled all over the world, I witnessed firsthand poverty the likes of which I've never seen before. It was always my goal to convey that sense of urgency to our audience. You can't wait weeks or months when somebody is starving today.
More information on the Voluntary Food for the Poor campaign available on the website MikeOnline.com. Also at SRNNews.com, Linda McMahon, confirmed by the Senate to lead the Department of Education, an agency that the president wants to abolish. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow features down 28 points. This is SRN News. Americans do not trust the mainstream media.
A new Gallup poll finds that less than one-third of adults think that the major news outlets are telling them the truth most of the time. Christians are especially skeptical given their treatment by the big networks and publications. Another poll reveals that less than 20% of reporters say they know very much about religion. The decline in media trust is most pronounced amongst Republicans, but Democrats' trust is down as well. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Wyoming's only full-service abortion clinic has stopped providing abortions, but it remains open after the state's governor signed a law requiring such facilities be licensed as surgical centers. Wellspring Health Access remains staffed. It continues taking phone calls from patients while its owner challenges the new law in court. Abortion in Wyoming remains legal pending a court case challenging bans the state has passed since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade back in 2022. This is SRN News. Well, Ben Franklin may lose his place on the Benjamin.
Congressman Brandon Gill of Texas said that he plans to introduce a bill to feature President Trump's likeness on the $100 bill once his current term concludes. Gill said in an interview, quote, President Trump could be enjoying his golden years and spending time with his family. Instead, he took a bullet for this country and is now working overtime to secure our border, fix our uneven trade relationship with the rest of the world, make American energy independent again, and put America first by ending useless foreign aid. Gill said replacing Benjamin Franklin with Trump on the $100 bill, quote, is a small way to honor all he will accomplish these next 4 years. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Measles has sickened nearly 150 mostly unvaccinated people in rural West Texas, and a school-aged child has died. Gaines County's Mennonite community especially hard hit, but another outbreak is also spreading. Gaines County has an 82% kindergarten vaccination rate. More details at SRNNews.com.